All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 12 minutes remaining in this non-conference game here at Cecil Naylor Field in Marshall, Missouri. Chillicothe right now leads it 12-7 as they scored the go-ahead touchdown late in the third quarter. Marshall has the ball on offense, and they have it, though, deep in their own end of the football field. Second down and three for the Marshall Owls. Big play here for the Owls. Check that. I need to wake up here. Hornets actually have the ball. Second and three at the Owls, 18. Here's Lewis. Hands off to Nick Plummer. Nick goes around right side, crosses the 15, is brought down at about the 11-yard line of the Marshall Owls. Another first down picked up by the Hornets.
All right, so the guys got the ball down to their Marshall 10-yard line. As we just started this fourth quarter, Chillicothe leading 12-7.
Lewis and the Hornet offense breaking huddle. We'll have a straight T formation of the backfield of Vinson, Plummer, and Hatfield. Hatfield now goes in motion to the left. Lewis hands off to Plummer. Plummer crosses the 10, dives for the 8 as he's brought down from behind by Brandon Johnson.
29, Plummer, the ball carrier. Tackle on the play, number 8, Johnson.
Chillicothe football uniforms, the white uniforms, are starting to turn a little gray as they're getting soiled from this dewy turf here at Cecil Naylor Field. Beautiful facility, Butch. Field's in really good shape.
Yeah, this is a really, really nice. You're going down the Lake of the Ozarks, you drive right by it. It really is a nice facility.
Lewis and the Hornet offense are at the 8-yard line. Two backs in the backfield. One of those is Plummer. He gets the call, goes off left tackle, crosses the 5, and is brought down at the 4. Chillicothe can pick up another first down at about the 1-yard line of Marshall. Marshall really, really needs a miracle right at this moment if they want to stay in this ball game. John Lozano was in on the tackle that time for the Owls defense.
It's going to be third down and 3. It's another situation where you need to either make that first down or score, and then you don't have to worry about it. Am I going to kick the field goal or go for it? So
ball just inside the 5. Lewis, all of a sudden, timeout is called by Chillicothe. Their second one of this second half. They have one more remaining. I believe Marshall has 2 remaining. So let's take a 60 right here as the Hornets are leading this game 12-7. With 10:15 remaining in the game. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Chillicothe comes up to the line of scrimmage on this third and three play at the Marshall 4-yard line. Flag goes up in the air as the referees have signaled asking Coach Willard to get off the football field. And here we go. Third and 3 from the Marshall 4. Lewis ducks under center, rolls to his right looking to throw, throws into the end zone, incomplete pass in the back of the end zone. Intended receiver was Spencer Hart, in and out of his hands. There was a couple defenders around him. He gave it the effort there, but nonetheless, the ball goes sailing out of the end zone. Stops the clock with 10:10 remaining in the fourth quarter. Chillicothe has it. Now fourth down and 3 at the 4-yard line of Marshall. Chillicothe leading this game 12-7. They're going to come in and kick a field goal. So the freshman, the lone freshman on this Hornet varsity football team, Alan Klein, is in to attempt a field goal. It'll be a 22-yarder. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's up, and it is good.
Right.
It's good. Alan Klein, the freshman, comes in and kicks the field goal from 22 yards out to make the score. Chillicothe 15 and Marshall 7. Let's take a 30 right here. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. Just a moment ago, I called a 22-yard field goal for the freshman, Alan Klein, of the Hornets to give the Chillicothe Hornets a 15-7 lead, but I did not do it justice. If you would have been here, there was a lot, it was like a Chinese fire drill there, Butch. The ball, they were hustling to get up to the line of scrimmage.
Well, they're running out of time on the play clock. And
barely got the ball down, and he kicked it through the uprights.
They had a bad snap, and the holder, I wasn't even paying attention to the holder. Well, the holder did a great job
yes.
of finally getting it on the tee so he could kick it. And anyway, it goes through the uprights.
Here's Alan Klein with the kickoff. High kick. It's going to be taken by Tanner Dillon at the 15. He's up to the 20. 25, ball comes loose. Who has the ball? Looks like Marshall retained the ball at the 25 of Marshall.
Just think if you're Allen last Friday night, you're thinking about the freshman season coming up, you know, I don't have a clue that you're going to be playing varsity
yeah.
football the following week, and here he is.
He was probably thinking about riding the pep bus here tonight. Instead, he's riding the varsity football team bus.
I know, and that's a huge play with 9:59 to go to come in and kick the field goal because
forces them to go to two
right.
on the extra point,
right.
Butch, just to tie the game.
Yeah, that is a really big play.
Carter Austin, the quarterback, in shotgun formation for Marshall. Fakes the handoff to Tanner Dillon. Instead gives it to Jacob Adcock, and Adcock doing a Zonka impersonation, gets it all the way out to the 34-yard line of Marshall as he was hit at the line of scrimmage. Then 5 yards later, he was hit again and finally brought down after a gain of 8 yards there by Adcock.
Well, the Hornets cannot let up here because, as you say, Marshall scores and goes for two. This game's tied. And they got plenty of time with 9:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Chillicothe leading by a score of 15-7.
Here's Marshall, second down and two from their own 34. Again, same play to Adcock. He's got some room. He's loose. He's at the 40 of Marshall. 45, cuts it up through the middle, crosses the 50, and is brought down finally at the 47, 48-yard line of Chillicothe. A big first down there by Marshall awakens the crowd here and the sidelines for the Marshall Owls. Garrett Major and Mark Keel and Drew Wilkerson were all sophomores in on that tackle for the Hornet defense.
Chillicothe has one timeout left. There at some point here, I think they might need to call timeout and kind of make some adjustments defensively.
Marshall just inside Chillicothe territory. Shotgun formation again. Austin hands off to Adcock, the workhorse on this drive. This time he's brought down after a gain of about 2 yards by Guy Vincent and Blake Stevens. Spencer Hart also in on the tackle.
Well, they held him to a 2 yard gain there, and that's a good play defensively if you can keep him under 3 yards. As it's second down and 8.
Still plenty of time for these Marshall Owls.
The ball's at the 46-yard line of the Hornets.
Poindexter wide to the left along with two other wide receivers, Adcock and Lozano. No backs are in the backfield. Tanner Dillon is flanked tight to the right. Now he goes in motion behind the quarterback, running the option. Dillon's, he's going nowhere. He is lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage as that play just had no chance of development because Douglas came in defensively to spearhead that option. Zach Douglas, the senior D-back on that play.
He broke up the blocking and allowed the rest of the defense to come in and make the stop as they actually lost 2 yards on that play. So it's going to bring up a third down and 10. Now with the ball at the just past the 50-yard line in Marshall territory, let's call it the 49.
You know, Butch, that's one trademark of Hornet defense is even when Bob Fairchild was coaching, we always did a good job defending the option.
Yeah, we know how to – Chillicothe has always known how to play the option.
Tanner Dillon and Poindexter wide to the right. Flags go up – or whistles are blown as the ball is snapped on this third down play. A penalty called – or no, timeout called
okay.
by Marshall. There was 3 seconds left on the play clock. And the head coach of Marshall calls a timeout, so both teams only have one more timeout remaining in this game as we have 7:24 remaining in this non-conference game. Chillicothe leads it 15-7, but Marshall's rolling on offense right now. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.